Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, explain how Ricky Gervais is involved in a Cook County coyote case.
Just who knew that there was a Cook County coyote case in the first place, much less a Hollywood bigwig getting in the middle of this whole thing. So it turns out that there was a four-year-old coyote that was surrendered to a Cook County animal control facility 4 years ago. Somebody thought the coyote was a little puppy, and animal control came out and got it. An animal rights group named In Defense of Animals has been trying to get the animal released or put into a more natural habitat for itself. And it caught the attention of Ricky Gervais in, I don't know, Hollywood, London, wherever he was. But Gervais released a statement saying that Rocky, that's the coyote, Rocky's physical and physiological deterioration must end. The fact that Rocky, excuse me, is on an antidepressant and anti-anxiety medication is evidence of his inhumane captivity, and urgent action is needed to help him right now. So Rocky lives in a forest preserve in Northbrook right now, and officials say that he can't be released back into the wild. He wouldn't survive. He's been in captivity too long. But the animal rights group In Defense of Animals wants Rocky surrendered to a different facility in Colorado. So we'll see what's going to happen with all this. What Cook County officials did last month was made his enclosure a little larger, make it a little more comfortable.
You know what? I was just thinking, you're the entertainment reporter, but you have to cover animal stories, lawsuits, medical conditions.
That's right. Animal stories today, little Bobby.
And I guess this is no surprise that now they're investigating Anne Heche for DUI.
Yeah, no, a lot of people, you know, had been wondering about this, and you hate to speculate, especially when somebody's still in critical condition. Still in a coma, but police officials are, you know, working on the investigation of what happened that caused her to be in that terrible car crash where she got trapped in the car after the accident. Car caught on fire, and it took fire department officials a while to get her out of there, apparently suffering from very severe burns right now. But, what witnesses say happened is that she hit a car and then pulled away from that initial accident, and then when it went and hit the garage, that's where the car exploded, a building, and that's where the car exploded. And apparently there was like one other incident of an accident before that, all on the same night when it happened. So they did get a warrant to test Anne Heche's blood to see if she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol with this. There's been no conclusive results of that test yet, but she has been tested. That's the path that they're going down to investigate all of this.
I heard you mention earlier on WGN-TV, Steve Martin is announcing his retirement. Why would he retire? Something is not right here. Why would he say this? Well, why would he do this?
He said he's 76, so...
Yeah, but, you know, he's in that Martin Short project, and
he's obviously in good health. He's considering retirement right now, and probably... When he finishes this Martin Short project, the Hulu series, Only Murders in the Building, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, everything that Steve Martin has ever done is brilliant.
Yep.
When he would just do an appearance on Johnny Carson, just a quick little appearance on a talk show, brilliant, always brilliant.
And he's still out with Martin Short touring,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, they're still doing that comedy mm-hmm. tour together, in which he also... does music. You know, he's a very accomplished banjo player, And he's appeared with bluegrass bands. He's very active and very busy. But he says that now, you know, he's thinking of winding it all down when he's done with Only Murders in the Building. Says once the series is done, he will not look for any more acting gigs. That he's 76 years old, and he says I still have plenty of ways to keep busy. He also has a book. His 12th book is going to be coming out soon. So, you know, if he can be one of those people that, you know, retires and just works when he wants to, I say more power to the guy. I'm sad that we won't see him as much, but let the guy relax a little bit, Bob. Let him sit down for a minute, will you?
Talking Entertainment with Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And tell us about the changes at Disney Plus, Dean.
Well, you know, I think like most people, we just don't think that what we're paying for streaming services is enough. We would like to pay even more if possible. So Disney Plus is going to be accommodating us for that. At least what they're going to do is offer you the option to stay with the Disney Plus that you have now at the same price if you don't mind commercials being added. If you want to watch Disney Plus without commercials, they're going to be raising the price up to $10.99 a month starting in December. You know, apparently Disney is really hurting. They just reported a net profit of $1.4 billion in the second quarter.
Yeah, throw them a bone here. Yeah, give them a break.
It's 53% up from last year. So they, really, really need to dig into your pocket a little more for this.
Madonna was on with Jimmy Fallon last night. And what were they doing?
Well, it's always weird when Madonna... It shows on these talk shows. She's 63 years old now. She's going to be 64 next month, in case you want to send her a card. But she was on, and, you know, she, acting like a 20-year-old. You know, act age-appropriate, Madonna. That's my wish for you.
Well, what was she doing?
Well, she was bragging about her new grill that she has. Do you know what that the grill is? This decorative covering for your teeth that you snap in over your teeth. I guess they're kind of like braces, but they're way more decorative, way more bling-filled. And it shows when she was talking.
I thought it was something from my Weber.
It's not, right, or the front of your car is a grill. But this is the front of her car, her mouth.
Oh, okay.
And what a lot of the youngsters were not 63 years old are also wearing these things. But she just is. She so desperately wants to be 20 years old. For the first time since the pandemic ended, though, they did one of those things on The Tonight Show that they call Classroom Instruments, where Jimmy Fallon and the musician and the Roots, the band from the show, all take classroom-like instruments, little xylophones and, you know, little bells and things like that, and they sing one of their hit songs, which is what they did with the Madonna song last night.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. And when the music starts, I never want to stop. It's going to drive me crazy.
There is Madonna's 2009 number one hit song called Music. It's part of a brand new kind of remix greatest hits album that Madonna has out that's called 50 number one songs. She's got 50 number one songs, which is,
wow.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, and so the new album is out, and she was out promoting it last night, and everybody go get a grill today. Get a grilled cheese sandwich. That's the only kind of grill I want in my mouth, a grilled cheese sandwich.
And finally, we have Dean's showbiz interview of the day.
Yeah.
Who'd you talk to?
I talked with Robert Pine, who is known for a couple of things. Number one, he is the father of actor Chris Pine, but he is a very formidable actor on his own, probably best known for his role on the old TV show Chips, where he played, you know, like the sergeant. He was like the boss of the other cops on that show. So, of course, I had to ask him, you know, what his memories were of that. Does a day go by where some dork like me doesn't bring up Chips? And
I'm sure I love it when people bring it up. It was a great show. There are good guys and bad guys, and it's all solved in one episode, and then you can forget it 5 minutes later. And I mean, it's not a deep philosophical thing, and true to its word, that's what it was. The guys were great. We had a great time, a very high testosterone set. And I still travel with Eric and Larry on occasion to these signing conventions. You know, you go there and
sure.
Old molding actors go there to sell their pictures for people who want to remember them. So I appreciate people who remember them.
Yeah. Frank. So a couple of weeks ago, Chris Pine was promoting a project that he was in, and I asked him if he had any recipes, and he gave us a fantastic recipe for lemon pasta. So when I had a chance to talk to his dad, I was curious if cooking ran in the family, and turns out that it does.
He's obviously a very accomplished chef. I wonder if he learned those skills from you.
Well, I did cook some stuff. He keeps telling me he wants me to make my gazpacho, the fresh corn, and cook it and off the thing. And then I cut up a cucumber and the celery and one other thing.
Green pepper? Throw a little green pepper in there?
It might have been green pepper. And it was great. It was very thick and really... he says, Dad, you got to make that again.
Yeah, so, you know, we have a gazpacho recipe posted online, but turns out, I've been asking actors for recipes, turns out that most of them are really good cooks. They have really good recipes. Yesterday, I interviewed Idris Elba, and we're going to have that on for you next week. He gave me a fantastic recipe for a peanut soup. Like peanut and chicken soup. We'll share that next
week. Weren't you making soup on TV yesterday?
Yeah, I made cold cucumber soup yesterday.
No, heat that up, and I'd like a sample.
No, it's supposed to be served cold. How does people have... I got so many emails yesterday of people going, I won't eat soup if it's not hot.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, it's 95 degrees outside. Have some nice, cool, refreshing soup. Everybody have whatever you want. Eat whatever you want.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.